Welcome back to the 312 show. I am your host, Ollie Cavs, here alongside Zach Joshua. Today, we have a fantastic episode cut out for you guys. We are going to be having the new Miami offensive lineman signing, four-star recruit, Isaiah Walker on the show. Zach, can you give us a little intro about Isaiah? He's a great guy.
Yeah, Isaiah's a great guy. We hit him up, and he said he was psyched to come on the podcast. Great guy. Four-star, obviously. He signed with Florida and then recently transferred to Miami. He will be playing for the Miami Hurricanes. He is a ranked 121 overall prospect in general.
And from he was the 2020 selected class.
Yeah, he was selected to play in the 2020 Under Armour All-American game. And he was selected to first team All-County by Miami Herald after his final season. So, you know, he's a great guest. He's a great guy. Hoping to have some good conversation.
Yeah.
Here we go.
And just to preface the episode, you know, Isaiah, you know, above being a football player, you know, is a human being, and we really wanted to respect that and, you know, obviously talk about his football, but not really, you know, discuss that. We didn't want to dwell on football alone. We wanted to really get a sense of who he is, especially because this is a very requested episode by some of the Miami fan base, as this is a huge signing for their team.
Yeah.
And so we really just wanted to delve into, you know, everything Isaiah Walker and, you know, see what he brings to the table. You can find his Instagram. His handle is underscore Isaiah Walker Jr. underscore. Isaiah is spelled with two S's. Underscore ISSIAH. WALKERJR underscore. That's where you can find him. Everybody go hit him up. He's a great guy.
Great guy. Show him some support.
And without further ado, let's get into the interview. What up, big man?
What's up?
How you doing?
Doing good.
Hey, man, I'm so excited for you to be a Canton, man. So excited.
Appreciate it, man.
So excited. I got the chain on. I'm ready, man. I'm ready. So we're just going to ask some questions, you know, talk, we'll do whatever.
Okay.
You know? Yeah.
We're just going to get
Ollie
into
here. Yep.
How's it going, man?
What's up?
Thanks so much for coming on the show. We really appreciate it.
No problem, man.
All right. So we're just going to get into this. So just to start off, like, as a collegiate athlete now, and, you know, as a high school athlete, what are you doing in quarantine in terms of, like, workouts when, you know, you can't play football and workouts are all halted?
I'm more doing really at-home stuff. Really, I do dumbbells, work on my pass set, do squats, abs. Really can't do much. So that's all I really do that.
Cool, cool, cool. And what else are you doing in your free time during quarantine when, you know you got nothing else to do?
I would say I'm more of the I cook most of the time, or I just play video games for the most part. So,
What games you play?
I really play like mostly Madden for the most part.
Right. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's fun. Yeah.
What have you been cooking over there?
Oh, like, I think really I mostly barbecue, so like steak, chicken, pork, really everything you think about, I cook.
Yeah. He's the cook. Cook, man. All right. You know, obviously you went to a notable high school, Norland High School. Mm-hmm. You know, kind of take us through your high school career and like the process of being recruited and everything like that.
It was really kind of hard starting out. I was always the best guy in ninth grade. So throughout the years, I kind of grew and grew. Recruitment just got really, really, really crazy.
Yeah.
Kind of. So it was kind of frustrating. Because I had the coaches calling me all day, every day. So I was trying to get used to that. But then my high school career got kind of crazy.
Yeah, so the coaches were always calling you. Who offered you? Who were your offers?
Miami?
Yeah, yeah. You got Miami, and then you signed with Florida, right? And then you transferred. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Big moves, baby. I like that. Big moves.
It was Manny Diaz that offered me. When he first got back, he offered me.
Yeah.
So yeah, let me dive a little bit deeper into your high school career. You know, some notable Norland alumni include Antonio Brown, Xavier Rhodes, Duke Johnson, Eric Flowers, etc. What is it like knowing that, you know, you have some of these, you know, NFL stars in your past coming from the same exact background as you?
I just want to just really carry on tradition and just be just like them, be big just like them. So I work hard every day just to be just like them.
Yeah.
Good answer.
Yeah. So going back to recruiting, what was most intriguing about Miami? Like why Miami?
I would say, you know, I'm a Miami kid. So being close to home is just really, it's really more pride for me. So putting on for your city, make your city better, and then everybody loving your city, that's what I want to do. So that was really from Miami.
Yeah, that's what we need. We need that hometown pride for the Canes, man. We got big things happening. Are you excited to play anyone? Or is there any specific guy you're excited to play with on the team?
I would say like Navon Dawson, Don Chaney.
Yeah.
I think I got a quarterback thing from Houston, De'Aaron
King. Yeah.
Yeah. So I'm
he's fifth in the Heisman odds.
Okay, that's good. That's real good.
Yeah. Yeah. We got a quarterback. Yeah. Mm. Yeah, it's good. Molly?
Evidently, you know, there's a lot of hype around, you know, the Miami fan base. And, you know, over the course of the last 10 or so years, you know, people have gone from, you know, one of the most winningest franchises to, you know, a franchise who is now, you know, fallen sort of middle of the pack in the ACC. What do you personally think that you can do for the Miami football team?
Man, I could do a lot with my own. I know what talent I have to make the team better in a way. So I think it is really about coaching and players. That's all you really need. I seen that with Florida. Florida wasn't good the past other 2 years before Mullen got there. So all that changed the coaching. To me, just coaching and players and people who got pride, that's going to change the team.
Yeah, and especially Manny Diaz, he can really motivate a team. Mm-hmm. You know, he's a good guy. He's a good coaches or players coach. You know, you want to play for him. So, yeah, it's definitely good. You have any other hobbies besides football? Anything else you do besides cook?
So that's about it. That's all I do.
Hey, football guy. I like it.
So I have a question. So one of the most intriguing processes that personally I think is really interesting is the visiting and committing phase that recruits go through. So can you take us through what it is like to be on a college visit as a D1 athlete?
It's very fun because really it's all paid for. You ain't paid for nothing. So
exactly.
Yeah.
So yeah, like you just got food coming at you every day. You come in a room. And they ask you, like, what do you want in your room? They ask you, like, you want chips, candy, you want food in your room. So, me, I'm a food guy. So, that makes me happy. So, it's really good going to improve on it, especially on a visit, too. So, it's real good, real cool.
Yeah. Did you go to any games? I know they take some recruits to some games during the season. Good games?
It was when I did my Florida. I ain't do my Miami visit yet. I haven't done it. So, only game I went to, I think it was Florida against Auburn. That's when I committed, when they played Auburn on FSU. It was some game like that. It was, I think it was Florida against FSU or Florida against Auburn, whichever one.
Yeah. So, did you grow up as a Miami fan, or, like, did you watch college football as a kid or anything like that?
I grew up Miami fan until, like, I was, like, really little, so we were brought up on that. But yeah. I think I grew up Miami fan a little bit.
Yeah. What do you think your biggest strength in your game is? Like, what do you bring to the table?
I would say my athleticism, because I'm very quick as a lineman. I'm more of like the skinnier lineman, but I still have the strength too. So I'm more like the athletic type, dealing with speed rushes, something like that. So that's what I bring.
Yeah, the quick ability.
Zach, I'd like to interject here. As a Miami fan, that you've got to be pretty excited.
Yeah. I am so excited. We need O linemen. I'm so excited. Yeah. I'm so hyped up. I want the season to start. You know, I'm excited. This is going to be a good, great year. You know. Speaking on that, do you think there's going to be a college football season? You think there's going to be a season with fans?
I mean, I don't know. They're saying August. I mean, I heard August, so I don't know how they're going to do it. But I mean, I honestly don't know.
I think it was 24/7 Sports that released something, and there's not going to be camp in June, because of the college campuses not being able to open. Mm-hmm. So, are you, along with the rest of the Miami football team, in any meetings and going over stuff now, or does that come later?
That comes later for me. I'm not really in the system as yet because I'm still in the process of doing that. So after I was all done, I started doing the meetings and stuff with them. So
yeah, that's good.
Good stuff. Mm-hmm. So here is one of the bigger questions that our friend Josh Katz asked to ask you. He personally is a very talented baseball player who has, very big dreams of being a D1 athlete. And he wanted to know, what goes into being a D1 athlete? Like, from your personal, experiences, what can you say and what can you attest to that really got you where you are today?
I would say my motivation, the stuff I've been through, and my parents. So every time I'm really going to feel, I think about my parents. So I would just do that. Or just, to me, I just kept on pushing and pushing. I know I wanted to be in life. So just keep on pushing, motivate yourself, and hard work, do hard work every day. You'll get that. Trust me, you will get that.
That's good stuff.
I'm sure he's very happy to hear that. Thanks a lot.
Yeah.
No problem, man.
That's good stuff.
So what else you been doing, man? Have you been watching any good TV, movies?
I mean, I finished the All-American thing on Netflix. That's the only thing I really finished, All-American. But other than that, I haven't really been doing more working out and eating. That's really about it.
Any good music you're listening to?
I'm more of a hippie guy. I'm more of like a chill, laid-back guy. So it's like the Beatles half of the time. So that's just me. I listen like the rappers. So I listen really to every genre of music.
Yeah, that's good. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Really good stuff. Thanks a lot for coming on. Right. I wanted to ask you, to sum it all up, and this is a big question, and it might be a little hard to answer. But what is next for Isaiah Walker in your eyes? Where you see yourself as a football player and as, a human being, where do you see yourself going? I mean, obviously you're a great guy and, you're a fantastic athlete, but, you're young, you're a young dude. And where do you see yourself going?
I'm still going to the NFL. That's what I really see, just being successful in life, period. Whatever I do, that's how I see it.
Good answer. Yeah. How do you think you're going to be achieving that?
It's about hard work, dedication, and just keep on pushing. That's it. And God, that's all.
Mm-hmm. Great answer. Mm-hmm. All right, man. Well, thank you very, very much. Man.
No problem, man.
Coming on here.
This is awesome.
I can't even begin to tell you how psyched the Miami fan base is for you to be coming on here. I mean, we've been in contact with some, Miami fan pages, and, we're like, Isaiah Walker, the new, signing is coming on our podcast, and they're super hyped up. And, the whole Miami fan base, I know for a fact, is a great fan base, They're very excited to have you. So thank you so much for doing this. You're really being a big help to not only us, but the entire Miami fan base, and you're prefacing what you bring to the table for the team. They're super excited about you, man. So thank you so much.
No problem, man. No problem.
Thank you. Thank you so much to Isaiah. Thank you for coming on, man. Great interview. Really, really great interview. Ollie, what'd you think?
A lot of the time, you see these football players as these larger-than-life human beings. Like, not even human beings, just these larger-than-life beings. And, from time to time, personally, I think of these football players, you know, as superheroes because, you know, they're some of the most famous people in the world and, you know, they're some of the most successful. But I thought that what I took away from this interview most of all was obviously he's a very talented guy on the football field. But I wanted to also add that he is equally as talented as a human being and as a man. And I think that 100%. He is just a stand-up guy. You know, he's not a superhero. He's a regular dude who is hardworking, who has dedication, who strives to be better at everything he does, and who strives to be the best possible man he can in life. And he, you know, he said, you know, the way I stay determined is for my parents and for God. You know, and I think that, you know, that is extremely well said.
100%. Stand-up guy, great interview, great talking with him. And, yeah, that's it. This was the 312 Show. Make sure you check us out on all platforms. Thank you for listening.